At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, July 7th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today is an exciting day. No, not because it's Monday, one of the worst days of the week. It's an exciting day because we are beginning our daily pod look at the Eagles 90-man roster, position by position, going to look at each player, each position, what the biggest questions are, who some guys are to keep an eye on, who are some guys that are maybe on the roster bubble, who could potentially be eligible for a new contract extension, something we'll definitely get into on this pod, but really just a way to prepare for training camp, get us all on the same page, and get to know this roster. So, without further ado, or actually say a little more ado, maybe that would be the way to say it, a reminder to everybody, please fill out the Go Bird survey. It's something we're doing. We want some feedback from the listeners about the pod, what you want us to do more of, what you want us to do less of, some ideas you might have, what you like, what you don't like. This is our pod. This is the Go Birds community's pod, and we want to know what you think could be better about it. So the link is in the description of this podcast episode, and if you fill the link out, you get a 50% coupon for the Go Bird store. Yes, we got a t-shirt now. And we have a hoodie too that's actually pretty sick. And I think it's a great hoodie even if you're not a fan of the pod. But regardless, if I see you out in that Go Bird shirt or hoodie, that would be a super exciting thing. So go check it out. Link in the bio. But now, without much further ado, let's get into the secondary and the linebacker. So we're going to start with the back seven of the defense today, because I think it's the units, are the part of the team that have the most questions on the roster. And it probably starts at safety, where they need to find or figure out who is going to be the starting safety next to Reed Blankenship. But we're going to talk about that. But we've spent so much time on this podcast this offseason. Me and James and the callers, everybody kind of being like, what are they going to do at safety? And I think in part of doing that, we're almost overlooking Reed Blankenship. I think we all just go, Reed's going to be one safety and that's that. And then we move on to the other one. Let's take a second and talk about Reed Blankenship. I don't think we talk enough about him. So Reed Blankenship has been one of the more steady influences on this defense, or one of the more steady players, might be a better way to phrase that, since he's gotten here. Undrafted rookie, becomes a starting player, plays at a relatively high level. Last year, he was a 20th overall safety in Pro Football Focus rankings. He was 12th in the NFL when being targeted in terms of quarterback rating. Quarterbacks had a rating of only 75.6 when targeting Reed Blankenship, or at least that part of the field. He's been a rock for them. It feels like he plays almost every week. He makes big plays. I feel like I've seen four or five games that end with a Reed Blankenship interception. As Darius Slay said, somewhat controversially at the time, but probably shouldn't be, Reed is viewed as one of the leaders in that locker room. And now with a lot of their older players gone, or at least, you know, Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, Brandon Graham, losing Fletcher Cox, you know, over the last 2 years, they expect Reed to step up into that. And that is very much assumed when we're talking about the safety position. We can only focus on the number two safety spot as much as we do because nobody has questions about the other spot. But what is interesting about Reed Blankenship is that he is entering the final year of his contract. For the Eagles always wrap guys up prior to like this point is when they would do it. Reed is eligible for a contract. He has not gotten that contract. We have seen time after time players, when they become eligible, get paid. Devontae got paid. Quinyon will get paid. Jalen Carter will get paid. Landon Dickerson got paid. Cam Jurgens got paid. Jordan Mailata got paid. Like the Eagles, when they like a player and view him as part of the future, they pay him. And that's what makes this interesting. The fact that they have not yet paid Reed Blankenship because of the top three safeties, Reed, Andrew Mukuba, and Sidney Brown. Two of them were second round picks and it wasn't Reed Blankenship. So do they view Mukuba and Sidney potentially as the future? And are they waiting to pay Reed? And if so, I mean, I would hold out if I was Reed. Well, I wouldn't because I'm not good at confrontation. But the idea of holding out, I think, would make a ton of sense for Reed. He's 26 right now. He's not 27 until next March. They desperately need him to be good at safety. If he's not there, if he's not playing well, then that's a major problem. Because then you got two questions at safety and the whole back half of your defense is in trouble. So Reed and his contract, I don't think is discussed enough. Like, what would a deal for him look like? And it's an interesting one to find out, because if you are a starting safety on a team and you play at a relatively high level, the defense is at a high level, you win a Super Bowl, you know, you're probably getting a decent check. Like, again, Pro Football Focus had Reed Blankenship listed as a 20th overall safety. So he is not a top 10 safety. I don't think he's a top 15 safety, but he is a consistent safety. Now, what I did think was interesting was, for as much as we talked about Chauncey being a bad tackler, last year Reed Blankenship had a higher missed tackle percentage than Chauncey did. So he's not a perfect player, and he's not someone I think is going to be a top five paid player in the league at his position. So how much could Reed get? I look at it strictly in terms of guaranteed money. I mean, the number that popped into my head was $20 million guaranteed. If you give him a four-year deal, $20 million guaranteed, $20 million would put him at 16th right now among safeties. Now, that's right now. That could change between now and whenever he signs the deal. If you give him $30 million, he's eighth. That seems pretty high to me. I don't know if he'd get $30 million. But here's the deal. If he has an outstanding season, let's say he has a breakout year, the defense is great, and we all watch and know Reed's a big part of that, he'll hit the free agency market at 27 years old with 3 or 4 years of starting experience, one Super Bowl ring, potentially another Super Bowl ring. We'll see how this year pans out. And then the Eagles are really talking about a lot of money. And this does kind of get back into a little bit of what we talked about with signing one-year players. Zach Bond, awesome signing, but they ended up paying top dollar for him the next year. Azeez Ojulari, I think it's a good signing, but if he has an awesome year, you're paying him a lot of money next year. So the Reed Blankenship contract situation, definitely something to keep an eye on. All right, let's talk about the other safeties. So the two big names at safety beside Reed, Andrew Mukuba and Sidney Brown. Now, having these two as your starting safeties obviously comes with the major question of they're both complete unknowns. Sidney Brown has played around 300. He played, I should say, around 300 snaps in 2023. So he was getting on the field somewhat consistently when they had Patricia, when they had Sean Desai. Vic Fangio got here and they kept him off the field. Now, part of that is the injury, obviously, and they bring in Chauncey, but he only played 85 snaps in 2024, and basically all those are not all of them, but basically half of them were in week 18 when they weren't really playing. What's interesting, he did play 300 snaps on special teams, so he is a big special teams player. But to go from around 300 snaps in 2023, and again, I know he's injured, but to 85 snaps in 2024, that does speak, in my opinion, to Fangio being skeptical about the player. I think Fangio is going to give Sidney a chance, but I feel it's a little bit like the Devin White thing where, yeah, we'll put him out there, but I'll show you why I don't think he's the guy. So I don't expect Sidney Brown to win the starting job, but to tie back into the Reed thing, if he does and he ends up having a really good year next to Reed Blankenship and they're encouraged by what they see from Mukuba behind the scenes, you could definitely see Reed Blankenship walking. Now, sad for all the exciting Mike podcast fans out there, all the exciting White fans out there with Reed and Cooper. But I think there's a real chance Reed's playing potentially the last year in an Eagles uniform, and it could be because of Sidney Brown and Andrew Mukuba. Now, Sidney Brown, like I said, going to get a chance, but he'll be competing with Mukuba for that starting job. And one thing I know they like about Mukuba, is the experience he got in college. He started 50 games in college. He played in multiple programs. And that is one interesting part of players switching teams all the time, is that now the Eagles got to see Mukuba in two different settings, playing two different positions, how he adjusted to it, how his teammates adjusted to him. And they saw him go from a nickel corner at Clemson to a safety at Texas. And 50 games in college is a lot of games for someone that was drafted in the second round. So I think they view him as a little more pro ready than other players might be. If you're going in the first and second round, normally it's off of upside, or at least you're coming out as soon as you can. That wasn't the case with Mukuba. So I think they feel he has the football smarts to win the job. So I think Reed and Mukuba are going to be the starting safeties. I'll be curious to see in training camp when we start to see who's taking those snaps. Is it going to be all Mukuba? Is Sidney going to be out there? Are they going to split? But I do view Sidney as kind of having an uphill battle there in beating Mukuba for the starting job. All right, the other safeties on the roster, Tristan McCollum, Vic Fangio's favorite, which is funny because Pro Football Focus had him ranked, grade-wise at least, 106 out of 106 safeties last year. He played 259 snaps, so he was out there, you know, a somewhat decent amount. He was a top backup for Chauncey, played a bunch against Washington, played the end of the year, played the, forget what game it was at home where Chauncey left. Maybe it was the Dallas game. So he did play, you know, quite a bit last year. I think Tristan McCollum is better than 106 out of 106, but obviously, last year at least, he was not somebody you wanted out on the field a ton. Now, will Fangio give him a real shot? Or if it comes down to Fangio, Howie, and the defensive coaches sitting in a room, and Fangio saying, I don't think Mukuba or Brown are ready, I'm going with McCollum, at that point, would Howie step in and go, no. Well, we'll bring in Justin Simmons, or we'll go bring in somebody from the outside, because I don't think McCollum is good enough. And if you think this other guy's better, I'll go get him for you because I don't trust McCollum. But McCollum is kind of a bad safety net right now, I think, in Fangio's mind. He trusts him more than it seems other coaches have. And with Mukuba and Sidney unproven still, McCollum has at least played in the NFL. Granted, not at a high level, but I do think Fangio could potentially sit there and go, all right, maybe I'll go with him unless you're going to get me somebody else. Other safeties that will be competing for a roster spot, because, you know, you look at Blankenship, Mukuba, Brown, and McCollum, you know, they're probably all going to make the team. The top three, certainly, at least. Maybe Sidney's traded, but Tristan McCollum, I think, is a good shot. Now we're looking at Lewis Cine, Andre Sam, and Maxon Hook. Lewis Cine's an interesting case. Picked up right before the end of the season on the 53-man roster. And, you know, looking back, and I think at the time, too, it was clear they picked him up for two reasons. One, because they liked the idea of him as a player and they wanted to have him in the offseason. But two, he's a good special teams player, and he's played a lot of special team snaps. He's played, which compared to how many defensive snaps he's played, is quite a bit. He's played around 130 special team snaps in the NFL. What's wild to me about Lewis Cine is how little he's played. And I know there's been injuries and stuff like that, but he played two snaps in 2022 on defense, eight snaps in 2023 on defense, and none last year on defense. That's crazy. For a first-round pick out of Georgia to not even be given one game to go out there and be terrible is wild. Now, Lewis Cine has not been climbing his way up the depth chart from what I've seen at practice. He's still not really getting a ton of first-team reps. I don't think he maybe got any. He might have gotten one as in like a sub package, but we'll see if, you know, if they're willing to give him a shot. What's interesting about Lewis Cine is just his body type is so different than the other Eagle safeties. He's 6'2". He looks much more like Kelee Ringo out there than Reed, Mukuba, Sidney, or McCollum. I mean, Mukuba and Sidney are undersized. Reed Blankenship, average athlete. Lewis Cine is a special athlete. You can see that's why he's out there on special teams. So if he's awesome on special teams and shows just enough on defense, maybe he makes the team. But yeah, Lewis Cine just simply hasn't been out on the field for multiple coaching staff. So hard to imagine the Eagles giving him that starting job, but he has the draft pedigree, and now he's back with his Georgia guy, so who knows. All right, the last two safeties on the roster, Andre Sam and Maxon Hook. So Andre Sam is somebody I brought up on the pod quite a bit because Christian Parker, the Eagles defensive backs coach, brought him up to me last year at the Super Bowl as somebody that behind the scenes had a really good year and fans are probably not talking about enough in terms of his potential to be a good NFL player. He's a vocal guy in the locker room, at least, you know, around the practice squad type of guys. He's not standing up in team meetings, but he's not a quiet guy in the locker room. He's played well in practices, which is why they like him. In the practices I've seen him in, he's made a few plays. Now, he is undersized as well. Could he potentially win that fourth safety job, or maybe five if they really want to keep, you know, more than four? Maybe, like, Lewis Cine, not a lock. Tristan McCollum, Fangio likes him, but might just not be any good. So I do think Andre Sam has a potential to work his way up there, but he definitely has a bit of an uphill climb to make the roster. And then Maxon Hook, undrafted safety out of Toledo. Obviously, the Eagles have watched a lot of Toledo because of Quinion when they were scouting him. And then also Sirianni is close with the head coach at Toledo. To me, he just seems like a Sirianni player. He goes after the football. He's ultra aggressive. The scouting reports mention his football IQ. Now, the issue is he's not a great athlete. He played a lot of two high safety looks, so he couldn't be a single high safety. But he has great anticipation. What you read a lot and when you watch him is like he trusts what he sees. Remember with Quinion, we talked about this and I ended up being wrong, is if your whole thing at Toledo is anticipation in the NFL, is it going to be too quick for you to then play that way? So because he's on the slower side, that's a bit concerning. But after watching Quinion go from Toledo to one of the best corners in the NFL, I don't know if level of competition can be completely held against Maxon Hook. Plus, he's close to Quinion. They were roommates at one point. Again, Sirianni's close with his head coach. So just a name to keep an eye on. I don't think a 53-man roster guy. I'd give him maybe a 10% chance of making a 53-man roster. But I do think he is definitely a practice squad guy. And so overall, when you look at the safeties, you got Reed Blankenship, who I think we would all agree above average safety. And that's kind of it. You hope Makuba's good. You hope Sidney Brown is good. You hope Tristan McCollum can be better than he's been. And then you got upside or, you know, unknown as well in Lewis Cine, Andre Sam, and Maxon Hook. So safety definitely going to be a position we keep a close eye on during training camp for sure. And I think if they make a move at any position, safety or edge would probably be the two. And I think safety might be first. On the other side, we're going to dive into the other part of the secondary, the cornerbacks, where they have more proven players, but also a lot of names that are going to be competing for a roster spot. And then we'll get into the linebackers and talk about what in the world they're going to do next to Zach Bond. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, so we just went over the safety position. Now let's look at the corners and think about how different things are this year compared to last year. Last year, you had Darius Slay, and you felt good about what he could be. Maybe there was still talks of James Bradbury being a backup at corner. I mean, people thought he might get cut, then he moved to safety. But now you go into this season with Quinion and Cooper DeJean, and you feel great about having those two players for the future, but also for this year. I think that because Quinion's so quiet, and look, he certainly got a lot of credit, Quinion and Mo Bay, all those things. I think sometimes now, because Cooper is more of a personality and he's out there more, he's doing things, Quinion and how good he was sometimes gets a little underrated. So last year, Quinion had the eighth best coverage grade in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. But if you look at corners that played over 1,000 snaps, he was second. So week in, week out, this dude just gave the Eagles high-level play. The consistency he was able to show as a rookie is such a massive credit to him. It's a credit to the coaching staff as well. But man, to get that kind of production from him week in and week out truly is impressive. Last year, he only allowed 4 touchdowns, only 4 penalties all year. And to the touchdowns, I can remember Terry getting them once. I do think maybe he gave one up against the Cowboys, but the fact that we can't even think of him, or at least I can't, maybe you can, speaks to how good he was. So I think you feel very good about Quinion, obviously. A question about Quinion will be, last year he played 100% of the snaps on the right side. When Quinion was on the field, he lined up on the right side. Darius Slay was on the left side. This year, I don't know if that's definitely going to happen. I think he's been taking snaps, if I remember correctly, at practice on both sides. So it looks like they're going to at least potentially look into that, and it makes sense because with Slay not on the other side and Keely Ringo being an unknown, and you don't really know where Cooper's going to be yet, or at least he's going to move all around, you're going to maybe want Quinion to travel with guys. Last year you had Slay and Quinion, you felt good about both of them. This year you don't know what Keely is, so I think the idea of Quinion moving around is going to be explored in training camp, and it is a new question for him. Now, also, the league will have a year of tape on him. Teams will have studied him more, so he'll have to counterpunch, much like any great player has to when they're a rookie and they have a great year. But Quinion, just an outstanding year last year, and for him, the question will be, can he go to either side? Okay, Cooper DeJean. You know, I said that Quinion gets overshadowed because of Cooper's personality, but also because Cooper did have an outstanding last season. He was ranked as the number one corner in the NFL defensive grade-wise on PFF. He played almost 800 snaps in the slot. He was arguably the best nickel corner in the entire NFL. In fact, probably was the best nickel corner in the entire NFL. If you look at his missed tackle percentage, he was 34th. So he's a really good tackler. Not perfect, but I think his game fits so nicely being in the middle of the field. I don't know if he can play on the outside. We're probably going to see some snaps from him on the outside. We saw in training camp that he was taking snaps on the outside in base, and there was talks of playing him at safety, which I don't think they'll do, but there was at least talks of it. But I think his game is so perfect for the inside. He's physical. He's smart. He goes after the football. We saw what he did to Derrick Henry, and he's a really good tackler. So I do think keeping him on the inside is smart for this team. The whole contract part of it, we'll see. I think if Cooper plays at that level for 3 years, the Eagles are just going to pay him a ton of money. I don't think it'll be, well, you're a nickel. It'll be, you've been outstanding for us for 3 years, and now it's time to pay you. So we're going to have to do that when we've asked you to play nickel. But where Cooper lines up, how much he plays on the outside, and what at the end of the year, what his snaps will end up being, going to be very interesting to see. But you feel great about Quinion and Cooper. Okay, now the questions begin. And they begin opposite Quinion on the outside for the majority of snaps with Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson. So Keely Ringo in prime position to win this job. He had an outstanding final practice that was open to the media, made some really nice plays in the end zone, batted away a ton of passes, but he just hasn't played a ton. So Last year, he played 89 snaps on the right and 20 on the left. And as we just talked about, the interesting part of that is that Quinion played all of his snaps on the right. So Keeley was only on the right, you know, for those few snaps that that Quinion missed when Slay was still healthy. But he's going to be playing probably on the left this year, and he has less snaps on the left. So not a huge difference. You know, it's not like we're talking about 700 snaps versus 40 or whatever. We're talking about both under 100. But it is noteworthy that the more snaps he got more snaps on the right side than he did on the left side. So that'll be one interesting part of it. But I thought he played pretty well last year when he went out on the field. He had the one really bad play against Washington, which looked to me like more of a whole team mix-up than just Keeley. And I believe afterwards they said there were substitution problems. So I don't know if that's a sign of him being unable to play in the NFL. But in 80 coverage snaps, he allowed only 4 catches for 64 yards. In 2023, when he played a little bit more, he was really good against the run. Not as good in 2024, but graded out well against the run in 2023. So look, Keeley's got all the upside in the world. Physically, all the tools are there. He's fast, he's strong, he's big. It's really about him putting it all together. And we talked about Reed Blankenship and his contract. Keeley entering his third year, contract extension eligible at the end of the season. If he has a big year, he'll get paid as well. Now, I don't think he'll get number one corner money, but I think it was a fourth round pick that's probably making around $1 million a year. It could be really good money and life-changing money for Keeley if he has a good year. So I think the starting trio in week one will be Quinion, Cooper, and Keeley. But two names that I think have a chance to be out there are Adoree Jackson and Mack McWilliams. So first, how would Mack McWilliams get out there? Let's say Keeley and Adoree Jackson both really struggle. I think there could be a world where Cooper starts on the outside and Mack McWilliams starts at nickel. Mack McWilliams took some first, what was the backup nickel in the practices that were open to the media. Very impressive. He's already up there as a rookie. It shows he's getting the playbook. It shows they feel comfortable. They can run good reps with him out there. So that would be one potential thing. But also, if Keeley's not good enough, Adoree will have the chance to win that job. Adoree Jackson in 2024, he played less than 400 snaps, but 267 of those snaps were on the left side. So if Keeley struggles and Quinion, maybe they don't want to move him around as much and they'll keep him mostly where he's at, Adoree has more experience on the left than Keeley does, and Quinion likes to play on the right. So it does match up well in terms of where the players have played. He has a few snaps at nickel, not a ton. Adoree Jackson, from seeing him in person, seems like a good locker room guy, seems like a good player to have around young players. Is more undersized than I expected, just being, you know, closer to him on the practice field. So that's something to think about. And then there's the size of Mack McWilliams. When he was drafted, you just look at where he ranks compared to other corners in the draft class. He was in the 9th percentile wingspan in corners, 6th percentile arm length, 4% hand size, 21st percent height, 27th percent weight. I mean, he was in the bottom 30 of every single meaningful measurement when it comes to an athlete's size. So that'll be the question. Now, seeing him in person, he doesn't look as small as maybe people expected. That could be because you think, all right, he is going to be so small. When you see him, you expect to see someone super, super small. So maybe he just was better than expectation. But I think at nickel corner, he could definitely win that job. And what's interesting about him is he has some experience on the outside. So he played outside corner at UCF, and then he played nickel at UAB. So it was outside corner last, nickel at UAB before he transferred to UCF. But he's been backup nickel at practice. So it seems like that's where they're going to start him out. But those five names are really, I think, the players competing for playing time. They will keep probably another corner, but those five are the guys. After those five, they don't got much, to be honest. Now, I really like Eli Ricks, and it's crazy to me how he never got a chance to play again after 2023. In 2023, as an undrafted rookie, he's forced out there on a bad defense. He plays 144 snaps at nickel, 152 snaps at outside corner, and he only gave up 17 catches on 37 targets. That's pretty good. He also played special teams a ton. It looked like he was on the come up. He was playing special teams. He was getting it on defense. They had questions in the secondary. But 2024, he just didn't get out on the field. He only played 14 snaps on defense, and 11 of those were in week 18. Only played 50 snaps on special teams, but was on the 53-man roster all last year. And I feel like he was active for both for not all the games, but he wasn't like a healthy scratch every week, if I'm remembering correctly. So I would love to see him get a chance. I think of all the corners we're about to talk about, he has the biggest upside. Now, what he doesn't have that this player does is maybe Fangio's vote of confidence. Again, Eli Ricks in 2023 played a decent amount. 2024, Fangio did not let him on the field. A player Fangio does have experience with is Perry Nickerson. So Perry Nickerson played for Fangio in Miami in 2023. He was on the practice squad pretty much all of last year, but he has 30 games of experience. Hasn't played super great in those games, but he has played. He's only played 350 snaps on defense in his career. So not even a ton more than Eli Ricks. I mean, I guess twice as much, but it's not like it's 4,000 snaps. And he played a lot of special teams, 222 snaps on special teams. So he's undersized. He's only 5'10", but he has Fangio's vote of confidence, and he's played. So if you look at the corners, I think they'll keep five in Quinyon, Cooper, Keeley, Adoree, and Mac McWilliams. But if they keep six, I do think it'll be, of the current roster, Perry Nickerson or Eli Ricks. And I'd love to see Eli get a shot. Maybe it's because he loves soccer, but the dude played at Alabama, LSU, long body, good athlete. I think they should give him more of a chance out there. Now, four other corners on the roster that really are just going to be competing for a practice squad spot. Tyreek Castro Fields, he was on the practice squad last year. He's played for the Panthers, Commanders, the 49ers. He was a late round pick for the Niners in 2022, but he's only played 27 snaps on defense in his career, 109 snaps on special teams. So he does have that experience, but he'll be competing for a practice squad spot. And then Brandon Johnson, BJ Mays, and AJ Woods. Brandon Johnson, undrafted rookie out of Oregon, 5'10". He'll get snaps at nickel. I think they could potentially try him at safety, but he's going to be on the long shot to make the team. BJ Mays, another undrafted player, four interceptions last year, so that's pretty good. He gets after the ball and makes plays on the ball. Played outside, has some experience at nickel, but he's not a good tackler. And for better or worse, you read a scouting report, the dude tries to make plays. Now, he gives up big plays as a result, and he misses tackles, but he also comes away with the football sometime. And we know how much Nick Sirianni likes that. And then finally, AJ Woods, undrafted in 2024. He was with Washington, was released on the final cuts, was with the practice squad all last year, but only 5'9", didn't play at all last year. I think he's probably looking at another practice squad spot. So that's how I view the cornerback position. If they're not happy with what they see from Keeley and Adoree, you could see them make a move to go bring someone in. But I think Quinyon, Cooper, Keeley's probably a lock. And then Mac McWilliams, I think, is a lock. Adoree probably close to it, but I think the four players that are guaranteed like part of their plans, Mac McWilliams, Cooper, and Quinyon. And that's only three. All right, finally, the linebacker position. So I think we all know what linebacker, it starts and it ends with Zach Bond right now. They need Zach Bond to be amazing. Why? Because N'Kobe Dean seems like he's still a far way away from playing. He played 794 snaps last year. They got to figure out who's taking those snaps, because we know Zach Bond, you know, you hope he's going to have as good of a year as last year. Maybe he could have a better year. It was his first year playing the position. He has a full year of tape to learn from and to get better at. But also, he was so outstanding. It's hard to imagine him being as good, but I wouldn't put him past him. But yeah, Zach Bond, easy one. He's going to play. He's going to be out there every down. Leader of the defense. You got to hope he's really good. It's about filling out those other snaps. And if N'Kobe's going to miss half the year, that's a lot of snaps from week 1 to 8 or whatever, where you got to find somebody. So Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Smile Mondon Jr., and Jahad Campbell seem to be the players most likely to do it. So Jahad Campbell, I think, eventually is going to play edge. I think that's where they want him to move to. But the nice thing is he's got 2 years of experience playing linebacker. Now, excuse me, that's not a ton, especially when you're talking about playing in the NFL, learning the position. He went from edge to linebacker at Alabama because of necessity. They had an injury there. So I don't know if his NFL IQ is ready to play linebacker, but once he's healthy, he's definitely athletic enough to do it. I would think he would have a good shot of being that starting linebacker. If he's practicing a week into camp and then he's good, I think he'll be out there. But the other two are Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Smile Mondon Jr. So Trotter last year, for as good as he was in training camp and as much as Fangio said he had confidence in him, he only played 104 snaps on defense last year, and 69 of them came in the final 2 weeks. If you remember prior to, I think it was the Rams game, because N'Kobe got hurt against the Packers, we were like, yeah, Trotter's going to start. He's going to be out there. Didn't play at all. They went with Oren Burks. So we'll see. Fangio very honest at the podium, but also he, you know, the words, wow, what's his expression? I wish James was here to, actions speak louder than words. And he didn't put him out on the field. In practices that we've seen, Smile Mondon Jr. has been out there getting first team reps. Now, it was the day Bond wasn't there, and they're pretty thin at linebacker. But I like Smile Mondon Jr. Great athlete. He had an awesome missed tackle rate in college, just 5%. To put that in context, like I said, Reed's was like somewhere around 15. So he's a very, very good tackler, super athletic, can play special teams right away. And everything you hear about him from scouting reports to what the Eagles like about him is he has a good football IQ. He's a better athlete than Jeremiah Trotter Jr. That's not the end all be all, but it is. He is a better athlete. So Zach Bond going to play all the snaps. We'll wait and see about Nakobe. But those three, Campbell, Trotter, and Smile Mondon, are going to compete for snaps. Now, they'll want Jahad Campbell to win it because he's the first-round pick. But Fangio, we've seen, doesn't care about draft stock, and he will just play the best guy. So that'll be a really interesting competition to watch. Other linebackers on the roster, Lance Dixon and Dallas Gant. Tough uphill battle for both of them. But I will say Dallas Gant came out of Toledo, was undrafted in 2024, was with Minnesota until around October last year. Then he signs with the Eagles. He played in week 17, so they felt confident enough to put him up there and put him out on the field. And what's interesting about him is, although he ended up at Toledo, he played at Ohio State for 4 seasons and was recruited by Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Penn State. So he in some ways has that draft pedigree slash like big time prospect aspect to him that didn't translate clearly from college to the NFL. But at one point, Dallas Gant was being recruited by some of the best programs in the country. And he's someone that stands out, like 6'2", 224. At practice, you notice him. He, you know, if you're just watching a random, I mean, I watch all the drills, but if you're watching a random practice squad rep, you notice that Dallas Gant is out there. He's that type of size. So that'll do it for the linebackers in the back seven of the defense. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is true. Like, if you're listening at the end of this, I love you and we are kindred spirits. I love roster stuff. I love bottom of the roster stuff. I love, you know, position previews. So thank you for taking the time to listen. As I mentioned, please fill out the survey. You get 50% off any item in the Go Birds store. The link is in the bio. It would be great to see some people in some Go Birds gear, but also to get your feedback on what we can do better with the pod. So that'll do it for today's episode of Go Birds Daily. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.